Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the beginning of a long holiday weekend for many of us. But again, once again, I want to say thanks to all of you who are going to be working. And I'm speaking for all of us who are going to be off. We thank those of you who are going to be working in stores and in retail outlets. Because you're working, so, you know, we can go get stuff at the grocery store. We can do stuff on Black Friday. So thank all of you who will be working this holiday weekend. Thank you. And I'm speaking on behalf of all of those who are going to be out doing stuff this weekend. I know I have not done any of my Thanksgiving shopping. I hope there are turkeys left. I mean, I'm assuming that they ordered enough turkeys that I can go out at the last minute like some idiot who hasn't even purchased his turkey yet. And get a turkey for tomorrow. I mean, I'm invited to a nice Thanksgiving dinner, and I'll do that. But I still want to make a turkey because it's just tradition to have turkey, and then you've got leftovers for a week. And I love turkey. I'm going to go out and try to find a turkey today. I hope they are out there. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Let's update you on the breaking news. Ian Ozan just brought you up to date, but here is the latest that I have. Two West Virginia National Guards members who were in D.C., a couple of blocks from the White House, were shot. Both have now died. A third person was injured. The suspect is in custody. We don't know why he did it, but there's been a lot of controversy about the National Guard being on the streets of D.C. There have been court cases about this. There have been debates over public policy concerning the President of the United States ordering the military out on the streets to deal with the crime situation in D.C. I don't want to go into any further detail about that, but this has been, you know, controversial. I don't know if that's what led this person to shoot these National Guard members, and then I guess a bystander was injured as well. This happened about two blocks northwest of the White House. Now, the president is in Mar-a-Lago, so he wasn't even there. And J.D. Vance, the vice president, is not there as well. So they're safe, and it had nothing to do with them. The president from Florida issued a statement saying that the animal who shot the National Guardsman will pay a very steep price. And he said that God bless our great National Guard and all of our military and law enforcement. These are truly great people. And he said that as President of the United States and everyone associated with his office of the presidency, they are with the National Guard and our military and law enforcement as well. So Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, also issued a statement saying that his heart breaks for the victims of this horrific shooting. Sad that this would happen anytime. Sad that it happens the day before Thanksgiving, and we could be just talking about other things, but we're talking about this shooting, and it just seems like you never know when there's going to be a shooting in America now, and it's sad, but it's the new norm. I wish that were not the case, but it is. I guess we're all interested to see why this person decided to shoot these National Guard people. One of the National Guard members was shot in the head. And I guess it's not surprising that he did not survive. I'm not sure where the other one was shot, but he passed away as well. So again, if we get more information on this, we'll pass that on to you. But a sad a story on this day before Thanksgiving. So one of the things that I love about Thanksgiving is the sports, the football games. Noon tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, the Packers and the Lions in Detroit. All right, the Packers have been really good. The Lions are trying to get to the playoffs. They're still very good. I think the Lions win this game in Detroit. But, you know, I don't always know. I mean, but I'm in good company because some of the people that I respect most in sports, they get it wrong, too. I mean, nobody gets it right all the time when it comes to picking games. So I like to do it just for fun. So I think the Lions beat the Packers tomorrow. Then the game at 3:30. This is the game I'm waiting for. 3:30, the Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. I'm tired of the Chiefs winning, but I sure don't want the Cowboys to win. I don't know who wins this game. If I were forced to pick a winner, I think I'd pick the Cowboys. But the Chiefs, I mean, they're in a do or die situation right now when it comes to getting to the playoffs. They have to win. And when the Chiefs are in a situation where they have to win, I hate to go against them because they're still a damn good team. But, you know, the Cowboys, they seem to have something going for them right now, and I hate it because I love to see them lose. So anyway, I think that's going to be a good game. And then at 7:20, it's the Bengals and the Ravens in Baltimore. I mean, the Ravens should win that game without a problem. And I'm sure when these games were set up, this looked like it was going to be a good game. The Bengals and the Ravens at this point in the season looked like this was going to be a good game. But because of injuries, the Bengals have not been a factor. So this is not the game I'm sure that the NFL wanted at this point in the season. Then on Black Friday, there's a game. This is on Amazon Prime. There's a game. This is the Amazon Prime, the same venue where you watch Thursday Night Football. Amazon Prime, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Black Friday. It's the Bears and the Eagles in Philadelphia. That should be a hell of a game. And I'd hate to go against the Eagles in that game. And then on Sunday, the Saints play the Dolphins in Miami. Now, so what happens with the Saints? So we have this new kicker. If this guy, what if his first kick is like a 60-yard field goal? And he misses it. Well, missing a 60-yard field goal, I mean, that's no reason to panic. But, I mean, that could happen. I mean, look, kickers miss kicks. But Blake Groupe was missing too many kicks. And so let's hope that Cade York, who was LSU's kicker during the 2019 championship season, let's hope that he is better. And let's hope that we get some of those points. You know, I'm sure you've heard the promo for the podcast. Jeff Nowak is in this promo on our station, and he brings up, you know, really good points. He's a Saints sideline reporter. Jeff Nowak, and I mean, I talked about this before I heard Jeff say this. I talked about this after the game this past weekend when the Saints lost to the Falcons. If the Saints had won just three of the games that they were close to winning, we would be in the playoff hunt right now in our division. Because the Tampa Bay Bucs have become vulnerable. I mean, their record is, they got six wins. So if we would have won just three of the games that we were close to winning, even in this rebuilding year, the Saints would be in the playoff hunt. And I love that Jeff points this out because, I mean, this was obvious to me right after the game. The Falcons didn't do anything great. The Falcons did nothing great, and we lost the game. And we lost the game after a bye week coming back into the dome against a team that we should have beaten in front of the hometown crowd. The Saints' offense was lethargic. They just showed no spark whatsoever. And that's not acceptable, even in a rebuilding year. If you fight and lose, okay. But to fight, it means that, you know, There's more intensity. You see it in games. You see it with teams. I see it in games. I see it with teams. I've seen the Saints be really intense, but then I see them not be intense. And where does that come from? Does it come from the coach? Yeah, in part. But the team was not intense. And so here they have this golden opportunity to win two in a row and to win in front of the dome crowd. And we've talked a lot about this a lot on this show, about how dome field advantage is a myth. And no team fears coming into the dome to play the Saints. That used to be an intimidating place to play. It's no longer an intimidating place to play. So, let's hope that the Saints, wax the Dolphins in Miami. And, maybe they come back with a great performance. Maybe Tyler Shuck was trying too hard. I mean, he did blow some opportunities. Now, the offensive line's terrible. He was rushed. But he made some mistakes, too. So let's hope that he did. And I talk about this all the time. It's such a human tendency. You do really well when you're just relaxed and you're just going out there and doing it. And then you try to do better than you did last time. So you end up trying too hard. And maybe that was Shuck last weekend. He just tried too hard. And you try to force things and it doesn't work. Let's hope he just relaxes and just allows his talent to shine through. So, I think the Saints beat the Dolphins in Miami. Another big game this weekend in Indianapolis, the Texans and the Colts. The Texans, I mean, they've got a great defense. If you saw them in the game against the Buffalo Bills, the Texans have one hell of a defense. Are the Colts for real? Yeah, they're for real, but they're not invincible. So that should be a good game. Also, the Vikings and the Seahawks in Seattle. I think the Seahawks win this game. I mean, I'm kind of pulling for the Seahawks. I lived in Seattle, was on the air there. I liked the team when I was there. And I like Rashid Shaheed. I'm sure he's going to be a factor. I love the Sam Darnold story. Here was a guy who, was praised coming out of college. He didn't quite make a big show in the NFL and kind of moved around from team to team. And boy, he just found his spot. And he is doing almost an MVP job right now with the Seahawks. And then somebody's got to be asking questions about the Vikings coach because, the Vikings have made some bad decisions. And J.J. McCarthy, his quarterback, that was not necessarily a good decision. I know he's been injured, but, he doesn't really shine, in my opinion. And the Bills and the Steelers in Pittsburgh, that's going to be a big game this weekend. And then the Broncos and the Commanders in Washington, D.C. And, I'm back pulling for the I'm going to start pulling for Sean Payton and the Broncos. I mean, Sean Payton is a really excellent coach. I think they're 9-2 right now. And he's done a great job with that team. And they deserve to be in the position that they're in. And, there are times when Bo Nix looks like, sometimes he scares you a little bit. But boy, when it comes down to it, he gets the job done. So, yeah, I can kind of pull for the I'm not bitter. I was bitter the way Sean Payton left the Saints, but I'm no longer bitter. So I'm kind of pulling for the Broncos to do well. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And when we come back, we'll also talk about some big college games over the weekend, and also some of the Thanksgiving movies that were based on Thanksgiving or had Thanksgiving themes, and TV sitcoms that had Thanksgiving themes. We'll talk about some of those. Did you have a favorite sitcom that had a Thanksgiving theme to it? Oh, what show was it? We'll go through a few of those coming up. And again, I remind you, you might want to start doing some of the things that you did during the pandemic because there is this new virus going around, this new influenza going around that is not taken out by the new flu shot that they're giving this year. So you might want to go back to like washing your hands, using sanitation wipes, and just being really careful because this influenza is going to be around this Thanksgiving.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, here's a good Thanksgiving song, Mashed Potato Time. This is another one of those terrible baby boomer songs that baby boomers actually did. I actually like this song by D.D. Sharp. And I remember trying to do the mashed potato. It had a lot to do with your feet moving like you were mashing potatoes while you were doing the dance. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm talking about some movies that had popular Thanksgiving themes. It was mentioned earlier, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Steve Martin and John Candy. Funny movie, but for me, it was as sad as it was funny because this loser had nowhere to go. And Steve Martin was in a much higher position in society and was just trying to get home. And John Candy's character really didn't have a home to go to. But in the end, Steve Martin invites him over. It turns out okay. Another big movie, this is from 1972, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. I have never seen it. And I never watched Charlie Brown. I mean, I started to when I was a kid, but I got to tell you, it reminded me too much of myself. Charlie Brown reminded me, you know, too much of me. You know, I was a kid that had a terrible case of OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Nobody knew what it was at the time, so I'm like, you know, suffering, and nobody knows how to help me. And I felt like a total loser. I felt like Charlie Brown. 1993, The Addams Family Values had Thanksgiving themes in it. There was a movie in 1997 called The Ice Storm. Do you remember this movie, The Ice Storm? You might want to look it up. It's an interesting movie. It's about a party, and apparently it's taking place around Thanksgiving. At this party, everybody puts their car keys, in a bowl. And when you leave, you pick out car keys. And I'm trying to remember this correctly. You pick out car keys. And you leave with the person whose car keys those were. I mean, it was about wife swapping. It was about, you know, you're at this party and you're ready to leave. And I forgot how it worked, but essentially you pick out keys out of the bowl. And if you're a guy, the keys that you pick out, you go home with the woman who's those keys belong to, or her husband who the keys belong to. If you're a woman, you pick out the keys, you go home with the man that the keys belong to. And everybody goes home and, you know, does their thing with somebody else. It's called The Ice Storm from 1997. I saw the movie once, and it was pretty interesting. It kind of had a little bit of a hint of Eyes Wide Shut to it, but it was more about suburban America, not Eyes Wide Shut was more about the upper echelon of society, the top 1%. But The Ice Storm was more about suburban America, you know, people swapping wives. The Last Waltz, Martin Scorsese movie, was done in during Thanksgiving of 1976. And this was when the band and a lot of other people got together. It was a movie about a band. Well, it was about the band. And let's just say there was a lot of drinking and drugs involved in that movie, but that was set during Thanksgiving. And then some of the TV shows that we remember that had great Thanksgiving themes, Friends, Cheers. Remember the Cheers Thanksgiving episode where everybody ends up at Carla's house? And I mean, it was one disaster after another. Bob's Burgers had a funny Thanksgiving theme in it. And I've just gotten into Bob's Burgers recently, in the last year. And there was a funny scene in there about the turkey. Somebody kept putting the turkey in the toilet, and Bob kept trying to figure out who was putting the turkey in the toilet. So that was a funny episode. But one of the best was WKRP in Cincinnati, about a radio station. And they were putting out a promotion, a Thanksgiving promotion. And the idea was to throw turkeys at the shopping center, throw turkeys out of a helicopter under the assumption that turkeys can fly. Turkeys can't fly. And these turkeys just hit the ground and splattered, dead, died. And Les Nessman, who was the incompetent news reporter, he was there reporting it, and he was just totally broken up that that these turkeys were dying, but he didn't know that turkeys didn't fly. All right, let's do a quick text off here going into this break, and we'll have the results right after the break. When it comes to Thanksgiving dinner, there is cranberry sauce that goes along with the turkey. Some of you might not like cranberry sauce. I love cranberry sauce. There's two different kinds of cranberry sauce. There's the natural cranberry sauce that people make with actual cranberries in it. And then, you know, the sauce is around it. But it's cranberry sauce that has natural, real cranberries in it. And then there's cranberry sauce from the can, generally Ocean Spray cranberry sauce from the can. And it even has the imprint of the can on it. When you put it out on a saucer, the imprint of the can is on the cranberry. Big hunk of cranberry sauce. Which do you like better? Now, I've told you on the air which one I like better, but I'll tell you at the end of this this text off. Which one do you like better? The natural cranberry sauce or the can? Just do natural or can. So text the word natural or can to the Open Heart text line, 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Which do you prefer, natural or can cranberry sauce? And we'll give you the results after this break coming up. I want to remind you that Zebra, the local rock band, awesome, the original Zebra, they're back together. They're performing tonight at the Orpheum, celebrating 50 years of being together. I mean, think about those of us who saw Zebra in the very early days. And Zebra has been together for 50 years, almost as long as I've been in this business. So Zebra tonight at the Orpheum, that is going to be epic. And then remember, tomorrow afternoon, the doors open at 11 o'clock. There is a New Orleans tradition of going to the fairgrounds on Thanksgiving Day, and then many go home and enjoy Thanksgiving dinner after that. But if you are part of those who are going to the fairgrounds, if the food is cooked by the same people who did it, like I think 2 years ago, I was at the fairgrounds Thanksgiving Day 2 years ago, and the food was incredible. It tasted like homemade Thanksgiving dinner, and it was exceptional. So if you're going there for dinner, if it's the same people who are cooking it, it should be really good. All right, so we just played Mashed Potato. Here is another good Thanksgiving song. This is called Gravy. It's also by D.D. Sharp. I mean, these are catchy songs. They kind of sound alike, but, you know, I mean, who thought that these would be popular hits? Like, you know, Mashed Potato Time and then Gravy by D.D. Sharp. All right, so text right now. Which do you prefer, natural cranberry sauce or cranberry sauce from the can? Natural or can? Text the word natural or can to the Oak and Heart text line, 504-260-1870. We'll have the results coming up on WWL. Hey, what do you love to say at the end of the grace? What do you say? What do you say at the end of grace? Amen. It's Shaboozy and Jelly Roll. Love the song. For those of you who are saying grace, you'll be saying amen at the end of it all. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Ian with the results of our instant text off. So which do you prefer, the natural cranberry sauce with real cranberries in it or the cranberry sauce right out of the can?
The WW listening audience has weighed in and they have decided that the best type of cranberry sauce that they enjoy the best straight out the can.
I love it. See, I agree with that. I want it right out of the can. I don't know why, maybe there's some inconsistency in it, but I don't like the cranberries themselves. So I like it right out of the can. I mean, it's all mushed together. It's like jelly. I like that. And with every bite of turkey, I'm going to take one bite of cranberry sauce. And I don't eat the turkey without the cranberry sauce. I mean, I could, but I'll buy a couple of cans of cranberry sauce because I know I'm going to go through it, just me. So, you know, make sure you stock up on the cranberry sauce as well. How about you, Ian? Which do you prefer?
Oh, I like it in the can.
You like it in the can?
Yeah, I mean, it's more like a dessert. It's like a candy.
Yeah, it is. And I generally don't like sweet things with food.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like orange sauce with duck, even though that's a big tradition. I mean, I like duck, but I don't like sweet things with food. I don't care for sweet and sour sauce. But yet, ironically, I love cranberry sauce with turkey. Now, my mom used to make ham and put pineapple slices on it.
Oh, you got to have ham and pineapple.
Yeah, and I like that. But those are the only two things that I can think of that I like that's sweet and
savory.
Sweet with food.
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder how crowded Buc-ee's is. The Buc-ee's in Mississippi, Minge Exit, and the one in Alabama, the Foley Exit. I bet.
Are you going to drive out there and check?
Well, I don't know. I might. It's like that guy on the ladder. So were you going to call us?
Well, I thought I might.
Yeah, I might.
Ron.
Yeah, so I would think, you know, give yourself some patience because when people are traveling, Buc-ee's is really packed, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people trying to get in there and get out of there. And by the way, let me mention this. Those of you who were driving through the Mobile Tunnel, do you know there's an opening at the other end? The way people approach that, and I know it's kind of a sharp turn into the tunnel when you're heading toward the east. It's kind of a sharp turn into the tunnel. I get that. You have to slow down a little bit. But people go through that Mobile Tunnel like they don't know if there's an opening at the end. Like, okay, it's dark in here. We're going through the tunnel. Do you think there's an opening at the other end? Do you think we're going to come out of the tunnel? I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen here. We better slow down. There's an opening at the end of the tunnel. You're going to come right out of it. All right, you got a couple of quick texts for us?
Yes, let me get back over to that screen. Here's a text that says, "Hey, Scoot, if you want to see a Thanksgiving feast, go to any military chow hall anywhere in the world. Even on a 3-month TDY to Saudi Arabia, they shipped in all the fixings for the chef at the Ramada Inn where we were staying. It may not be home, but they try really hard to make it bearable, Sal."
That's really nice to hear. I'm glad that our military is taken care of on Thanksgiving.
Sal also reminds us on Mad About You, they went through about a dozen store-bought turkeys trying to hide from the family that they didn't cook anything.
Oh, really? You know, I never got into that show, but, I mean, it was kind of a funny show.
You know what's weird about Mad About You is it had, I think it, I might be incorrect about this, but it had cameos from both Kramer and Phoebe from Friends.
Oh, really?
Both had like weird surprise appearances in that show. Yeah, I mean, they were all on NBC. It was the late 90s. Well, people were going crazy.
Since I didn't watch it, I didn't know that.
Here's a text that says, "Turkey's overrated. Put the money on a sweet ham with pineapples and cherries. Happy Thanksgiving, Scoot and Ian. Thanks, Bernard in Thibodeau." Thanks, Bernard.
Hey, thanks, Bernard. Yeah, my mom used to make that ham with the pineapples on the outside, and it was delicious.
You were talking earlier about your hang up with Charlie Brown. Here's a text from G. G says, "If you're not aware, Charlie Brown was based on a real person. Schultz created the character based on a co-work. Very interesting backstory. Schultz offered him a percentage of all merchandise sales, and he turned it down, and they remained close friends till the end."
Wow. So it just goes to show you he really was a loser.
I don't know why you turned down all that money, all that sweet peanuts money.
You know, based on a real person. I mean, I felt like Charlie Brown was me. I mean, I felt like this was a show about me. I couldn't watch it. It was just too close to home.
And I'll leave you with this one. If you're having Thanksgiving at your house, don't put all the food away. Safely have it out for round two. late night sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
I will overeat with no apologies. Scoot, I'm going to try your skinless turkey. It sounds great.
Cool. Let me know how it turns out. And look, you know, here's what I do. I eat on a saucer, not a full plate. So I'll put stuff on a saucer and then eat that. And then I don't feel badly about going back for seconds. So, like, don't pig out the first time. You know, eat enough to taste it all and be full, and then go back for seconds. All right, very quickly, let's run over some college football games. LSU against number 8 Oklahoma in Oklahoma. I would love for LSU to win this game, but I don't think they're going to. Oklahoma has too much to play for with the playoffs coming up. I think Oklahoma beats LSU, but I hope I'm wrong. Number 1 Ohio State at number 15 Michigan in Michigan. Could that be a surprise? It would be really interesting to see Ohio State be dethroned. Number 6 Oregon at Washington in Seattle. You know, Washington's a decent football team. They could upset Oregon, but I don't know how to pick that one. Number 10 Alabama at Auburn. Alabama wins that game. Number 24 Tulane takes on Charlotte at Yulman Stadium. Tulane wins that game. 14 Vanderbilt at 19 Tennessee. I'd love to see Vanderbilt win that game. And then number 9, Notre Dame tries to stay in the playoff picture. Hopefully they defeat Stanford. Stanford in California. That's going to be on Saturday. All right, we got to get to a break here. We'll be back to wrap up the show. And Little Eva is going to take us into the break here. What, do we have something else to do? Oh, okay. No, you were looking at me like I had something else to do. All right. All right, let's go, man. This is another one of those bad baby boomer dances. Little Eva's the one who gave us Locomotion, and she also gave us the turkey trot. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.